You're connected to a Plus One podcast from All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Many of us are freezing this weekend, and we're looking for some warmth. But Turdier Isengset's musical career is dependent on frigid weather. This Norway musician creates instruments made of ice. Yes, there are ice horns. There are isophones, which is a xylophone instrument made of ice. There are guitars made of ice, harps, and even saxophones sculpted from huge chunks of ice using chainsaws. And here's the sound of a horn made of ice. Listen. Turdier Isengset created an ice music festival where entire venues are created out of ice, instruments constructed for the festival made out of ice. This year's ice music festival happens in February in Finse, Norway. I caught up with Turdier while he was traveling and performing ice music in Russia, creating instruments on the day of the show and then performing them sometimes in a concert hall, but in this case, outdoors, minus 10 degrees or more below zero Celsius. Turdier's been working with ice for nearly 20 years. Sometimes he feels he has control over the ice, but more often than not, the ice has more control over him. And that's where our conversation begins.
Every time I work with ice, I learn something new. And also, the ice learns me a lot of things. Like, I have to treat it gentle and with respect and listen carefully. It's like the way you want to treat your girlfriend or nature in general, maybe, you know. I'm always look for surprises also. I'm open for surprises as well, you know. In the first 10-12 years, I never tried to control the tuning of the ice, for example. I was just looking for the pieces with the best sound.
But then you wind up with a lot of instruments that have very different tunings, right?
Yeah, then I somehow wanted to do more songs and tunes instead of improvised music only. So then you need to have certain notes, and if you have a singer, it has to be in a kind of a key that works, right? So now I actually can tune the instrument, and we do, but I still look for the surprises, and I still want the ice to be the boss, and for sure nature is the boss, you know.
Let me play something for people to hear this thing. And so if I wanted to play a song from Winter Songs, let's say.
If you play the song named A Glimpse of Light.
Let's listen just a sec. Okay, so what's making the percussive sound and the scraping sound?
It's pieces of ice, and I name it Isophone. It's a kind of marimba, and I hit it with my gloves, and I stamp the rhythm with my foot as well. So it's nearly in tune, but not totally. Mm-hmm. And recording is actually from an ice cave, 3,000 meters above sea level, on inside a glacier of Italy.
Wow. Let's just listen a second more. What made that bass note?
The bass note is a cube of ice, and I cut it, and then you have the bass frequencies, actually.
Do you put a contact mic on it, a mic right on it?
No, contact microphone. It's the actual sound from the drum, to say so, and I play it with a bass drum pedal. But the sound is not very loud.
Wow, that is beautiful. You are now touring in Russia, and you go to a concert venue and you perform these things. So where do the instruments come from? Do you make them on this before the show?
Yeah, we make an ice order. So when we arrive, they have our backline ready there. I usually take a photo of the backline, you know.
The backline. One second. For people who don't know, a backline is the instrumentation and stuff that a venue might have when you, as a band, show up. Right. So just exactly. It's a term people don't know. Yeah. Keep going.
Exactly. So in this case, there were 15 or 20 blocks of ice taken out of a lake nearby the city where we performed. Luckily, this ice was fantastic and it sounded great. And my assistant, my crew and me, we were then creating instruments for 2 days and then doing the concert.
So let's really talk for a second about the creating of the instruments. Are you using chainsaws? Are you using, what are you using to make these? You got blocks of ice. You're going to make a marimba out of it. You're going to make a maybe a harp out of it or a saxophone-like instrument out of it. Explain to people who'd never seen this.
We use chainsaw to do the main cuttings, and then I mainly use simple tools as a knife to fine-tune and to make the shape of the instrument, and also the world's best ice glue.
Wait, what's water? What? Oh, I see, of course, yes.
It's very healthy. You can even drink it. And like the horns, if I make an ice trumpet or ice horn, to carve out the hole inside, we first make the horn and then we cut it in two pieces, carve out inside and stick it together again.
And nobody's going to put their lips to the ice to blow it, right? I mean, what does
that mean?
you do. I'm just imagining you build this stuff. I'm sure you're outside and it's cold, and then you go into this warm, I'm guessing, concert venue. No?
Sometimes we can play, you know, we can play indoor in concert halls like we did in Washington some years ago. But this concert that we had yesterday was outdoor. It was perfect weather, only 10 degrees below zero Celsius. So it's fantastic.
And if it were in the concert hall, how long would these instruments hold up?
We normally play for around 50 minutes, okay. Maybe up to 1 hour. Yeah, but then it's about logistics. Then I need someone to bring my instruments in and out all the time during the concert. And it's very much about timing, because the small pieces, they will, of course, melt quickly and they cannot stay there for very long. But the larger pieces, they can stay all the time.
You said something curious, which was, I think you said something specific about the instruments that you just made, that they sounded particularly good, like great wood on a guitar. People like certain kinds of wood and give certain kinds of tone. Can you describe the sorts of things that you find in the making instruments out of water from different places in the world? Because you've done that.
It's one of the really interesting things from my point of view. It might be sound a little bit like a nerd, but it's the sound of the ice in the specific place and the specific year, because it will sound different from year to year and place to place. The interesting thing is that every city, big city in the world, they have ice factories, manufacturers, but this artificial made ice does not sound. So it has to be natural frozen ice. And when it sounds good to me, it means that it actually can have a lot of sustain. So it can sing long, like ding, for example. And this is pretty hard to find. And the ice from Russia yesterday from the nearby lake was really good. Then I'm very happy, you know, when it's like that.
I'm going to play, let's see, how about if I play a piece of music and you tell me again what's going on? And this is called Retrospect.
So it's a voice choir. Then you will hear after a while some sounds from the ice, more scratching, and some tones that is hanging, or pieces of ice hanging. This pling pling little bell is a tiny little piece of ice that is the most beautiful sounding little piece of ice I've ever had.
Wow, where was this then?
This was at Geilo in Norway, where we have the Ice Music Festival.
And this goes on each year. It's happening in February.
We've been doing it for 13 years, I think, and I think we might still be the only ice music festival in the world. But the reason is that it is amazingly amount of work to put together this, because what we do is that we build the venue, we have architects, and we create a new venue every year, and it's an art project itself.
And I assume that's made of ice, yes?
Yeah, it can be big venues for 400 or 500 people, or smaller venues like igloos, or maybe a combination. And then we also make instruments, and we have some of the best carvers there. We have Bill Kovitz, the American guy, who is helping with carving instruments, and a big team of people coming back every year, working really hard for 10 days to prepare for the festival. And then the musicians are invited, and they are supposed to create their own instruments and then to play the music. And of course, there is one rule: everything has to be made out of snow or ice.
You've been a musician for a long time, playing traditional instruments and making, you know, music that we would probably think of as jazz music, right? So what do you get that's different out of using this material to make music that you wouldn't get using a brass instrument?
It's mainly the sounds that I find very fascinating and beautiful. And also to work within these limits, because it's really limited what you can do playing on frozen water. I'm not sure if people understand that this is only frozen water, you know, and it's the closest you can get to do the impossible, kind of. So it's an amazing challenge to do this, and it's also even a risk for me as a musician to invite the audience, and I cannot guarantee 100% what the quality of the concert, because it depends on nature. But also as a composer and a musician, I mean, to go into a world of new sounds, different sounds, is very, very inspiring. And another thing is that for me, this goes more deep than only being music or fashion. It has to do with the whole world. It has to do with the water resource of the world, the environment, all life on Earth. So I find it, personally, I find it very deep and important.
This has really been wonderful. I appreciate you doing this. And you said in the conversation you'd come to Washington. I'm sorry, I was not there. I did not know that. So maybe another time, or maybe I'll come to Norway.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers. If you want to know more about Terde Yngseth's music, there's an album called Winter Songs using ice instruments. It's really beautiful. We played some music from it during this interview. And then we put some video clips online of some of the instruments. Stay warm, everybody. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.